Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Can you imagine being in a Walmart looking down at a kid in a fucking stroller with a Coco Melon on an iPad smashed to their face while eating Cheez-Its, beer cheese, Coors Light? This is what America is. And we go, oh, why do we have school shootings? Look at this! You're feeding your kids Coors Light, beer cheese! He's 3 years old!
Hello, Stiff Socks. How are we? I just want to talk about this conversation I overheard at breakfast the other day, and I just can't stop thinking about it. There was this girl, and you know, she was talking to a friend at a table next to us, and she goes, "Oh yeah, like I'm getting married. It's going to be like August 22nd. Are you available?" In my head, I'm like, "That's literally like a month away. Like, if I'm getting a word of mouth invite, you don't give a fuck about me in the first place, right?" So it's already off to like a weird, like, "Oh yeah, like if you want." And she said something I thought was so interesting. Because, and this was also a one-sided conversation. This was like, this girl was having a podcast with her damn self and wasn't listening to her friend at all. But at one point she goes like, "Yeah, me and my boyfriend hate like intimacy. Like we hate physical touch. So we're not going to do that on the wedding day." I'm not going. So if you guys are saying on your actual wedding day, you're not going to kiss at the altar, why the fuck would I go to this goddamn corporate mixer? This is nothing but a LinkedIn party. So you want me to fly all the way there so you can be like, "I do," and then what? Side hug?
Yeah, I need piping. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
I need to know that things are happening. I need to know. Dude, you know that when kings and queens used to get married and shit, whatever the fuck, the wedding night, like the court would watch? Did you know that? The court?
Yo, let's go to a Renaissance fair.
I'm saying, but they would watch. They would just watch and be like, "Hell yeah, you did it." Isn't that wild? It's like, dude, my wedding night and you got a fucking, like you get look. And also, like
everything?
The court, dude. And I think like part of the court was maybe like family. Like it was like your aunt being like, "Hell yeah, reverse cowgirl." Like it was just, it was weird. Weird. And also the court would watch you sleep. Whole thing's up. Whole thing. But I will say, back to your point, if I'm going to go to a wedding, I just want to know that you guys are going to give it a fair go. Because if I'm flying all that way and you give me a side hug, I'm taking my Fruit Ninja back. It's mine now. You guys don't deserve this.
It's just such a weird thing to like invite somebody to a wedding and then like invite them. And that's where the conversation could have stopped. And then they're like, "Yeah, me and my husband were thinking like, we don't like physical touch. Like we're not going to do that on the day of the wedding," which I mean, if that's what you guys do, sure. But like, why bring that up?
Maybe we don't like physical touch. Soft pitching it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. And I don't know.
I'm super confused too, but maybe she was soft pitching to see a reaction, to see how, like, and extrapolate that over everyone at the wedding to be like, "Oh, is this going to be weird if we don't kiss or hug?" Which the answer is yes. Like, you don't like physical touch. Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's like the most loving, memorable day of your life. And then they're going to be like, "You may now kiss the bride." And they're like, whoa, this bitch is chopped. Hell no. I don't know. It just was such an interesting thing to say because nobody's watching two people kiss on their wedding day and be like, "This is kind of gross. This is crossing the line."
Yeah.
Like that's the one day that you would PDA.
Yes. Yeah. It's the day of PDA.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see movement. I want to see something.
I want to see that tuxedo get a little tighter.
Yes. Thank you. I flew to Portland.
Connecting.
I flew to Portland.
connecting middle seat, staying at a Holiday Inn.
Something. I need to see something. I thought that was so weird to be
like, we don't like physical touch. No, no, no. You don't like each other.
Correct.
You are in a business relationship. You guys should start an LLC and see other people.
I will say that is a marriage, a fucking LLC. You get married with somebody, and then all of a sudden you're like, did you pay the T-Mobile bill? Like you're in it. Like you guys work for each other. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You team up because here's the thing. You have
and
an
then
LLC
you produce
and
employees.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm just going to say. Then you have fucking, you literally have, sometimes. You make people. Go ahead.
And then sometimes you have to grow the team and you're like, honey, meet my second wife. And they're like, what? You're like, we needed somebody in finances.
Oh yeah. You can't edit. So I hired someone who can edit.
Honey, this is my other husband, Craig. He'll be doing our Q1 planning.
Also, I'd like to say this. How come every wedding is you may kiss the bride? How about you kiss the groom? Get over here.
Yay.
Why do I have to kiss the bride?
I like that.
Because sometimes a bride, but that's what I'm saying. It's just a sexist thing. You may kiss the bride. It's like, all right, what if the bride wants to kiss me? What if she wants to tongue me down?
You think a pastor's ever been nervous and been like, or the officiant? Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Do you think they've ever been nervous and said, you may now fist the bride?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, you heard me. Do you think he's ever been nervous and be like, you may now fist the bride? Kiss the bride. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like fucked up? Yeah. I was going to say, there's also been weddings that maybe the priest don't know. Like you may kiss them. Go ahead now. You know what I mean? Maybe they don't know how to like make that declaration. They might be presenting, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting to.
Yeah. Well, they might not know where to look. Because if it's a lesbianist couple, they're like, you may now kiss the
dude. I don't even, what do you say?
What if you're two men? You may now kiss Travis.
You just kiss specific, yeah. You may kiss the dude.
I also think it's funny when a friend is the officiant of the wedding and it just happened. And I do think it is more wholesome because the reality is it's either somebody from your church, a random person you hired, or like a friend. But it's funny to see a friend with like a binder and he's like, today we're here gathered. It's like, I've seen you do cocaine off his cock. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you may kiss today that bride. Let me see that again.
Yeah.
It's you know what I don't like? I don't like when the efficient person, whatever the hell they're called, is trying to be funny. Sit down. This is not your wedding. Read the binder, Craig.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I like when it's casual funny. When it's not like da-da-da-da punchline, it's just like reading and it's like, I respect that. But
there's gotta be an efficient that banged the bride.
Yo.
Of the two boys.
Yes.
Of the what?
I mean like of the two boys that they're friends. Those guys are friends. And then bride.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Walk me through it. The officiant slept with the wife or something and dude doesn't know?
Like early on. Or just early on, bro. Like you guys know, like have friends, whatever, that used to mess around with someone else. And then they like fell out of love or whatever. And then they became, and then they met the other person, but the other person that they used to be together, they're still in the ecosystem. Like, dude, I have an ex-girlfriend who's like a true homie who will be at my wedding. But like, it is interesting. Like there's someone else there, you know what I mean? And maybe vice versa. Like, you know, my wife, there might be people in there that might have done some stuff, you know? Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm saying more so like the officiant. It's one thing if they're there, I think, but I'm saying the dude officiating. He's like, you may now kiss the bride. She likes that. And you're like, excuse me?
Or yes. Or you might kiss the bride and then he starts to kiss her and he goes, no, more tongue. That's what she likes. But, like starts to coach it up.
Right.
Wow.
Or
the officer just kind of likes it. He's a little cucky and he just goes deeper. That's been said. Deeper. And then they break and he goes, no, more. I need more. That's happened. But I don't, you know, are you going to have an officiant, whatever the fuck, or are you going to have an actual person?
I'm going to have an Alexa do it.
Honestly, it's a good call.
Dude, we're so close to like the first AI wedding. Not AI wedding, but the first like just going to be ChatGPT up there when someone's like, okay, orchestrate an entire wedding for me. It's going to be, sure, I got you. We are here gathered today. It's not good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
Michael Blaustein is on tour like he always is, yelling about feet. Where? I will tell you. Okay, guys, August 15th, I'll be in Danville, Virginia. September 9th, I'm going to be in Fresno. We added that September 9th show, okay, because you guys sold out the September 10th show. Thank you so much. September 11th, Oakland, California. September 12th, Sacramento. We added a show. Denver, Colorado, 17th to 20th. We added a seventh show on September 20th because you guys sold all of them out. I love you. September 24th, we're going to be in Carmel. Those tickets are super low. September 25th, Peoria, Illinois. September 26th, St. Louis. I literally think there's like 15 tickets left. Go, go, go. October 9th through the 10th, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur. Four shows. There's only a few tickets left on the late Friday show. Then I'm going to just list some cities off. If you hear them, go get tickets. Providence, Tysons, Virginia. We're adding a show tomorrow, I think. Richmond, Virginia, Raleigh, Phoenix, Tucson, LA, big show LA, Nevada, San Diego, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Toledo, Ann Arbor, Toronto. We just had a show, Bakersfield, and St. Louis Obispo. Go get tickets, blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com. Guess what? It's me, but I'm yelling about Trevor's dates because you got to go see him. Guys, tonight, he's going to be in Chicago, Illinois at the Zany Comedy Club. Go, go, go. Tickets are super low. August 8th, he'll be in Halifax at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. It's the biggest show of his life, so go get tickets if you're in the area. September 4th through the 5th, he'll be in Ontario, California. That is one of the best comedy clubs in the freaking city, so go see Trev there. And September 6th, he'll be in Irvine, California. And then September 24th through September 26th, he'll be in Spokane, Washington. Go get tickets at trevorwallace.com. Love you guys. On to the show. Bing bong. Guess what? Oh no. I already listened to the Stiff Socks this week. I wish I had another one. Guess what? You can. Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. Okay. So this is what happens. I know you keep hearing about it, but I'm going to tell you again. You get freaking four episodes every month. We drop every Friday, four extra bonus episodes of the Stiff Socks craziness on Patreon. It's only $5. Did you hear what I said? It's only $5 for four episodes, okay? Bonus episodes you will not hear on the regular freaking feed, okay? So go get that. And, dude, we drop a bunch of other cool shit, a bunch of exclusive material that Jack is always just putting together for the team. So, and you get first access to a bunch of stuff. If I'm dropping a tour or Trev's dropping a tour, we put it on Patreon first, okay? So, all that to say, patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. Join the freaking team. Love you guys. $5 a month, four extra episodes, and no ads. Bye. This episode is brought to you by Brooklyn Bedding. Okay, we've been thinking about sleep way too much lately because when your bed is off, your whole day starts wrong. Okay, you wake up tight, your back feels weird, you're tossing around all night, and then you spend the morning trying to recover from sleeping, which makes zero sense. Okay, that's why I switched to the Signature Hybrid from Brooklyn Bedding, and I actually noticed a difference right away. Okay, it feels supportive without, you know, feeling like you're sleeping on a wooden board. My spine feels more aligned up. Okay, my body actually, you know, relaxes when I lie down, and I'm not fighting the freaking mattress all day, and I'm not fighting the mattress all night trying to find the one position that works. The other thing I like is it sleeps cool. You heard me? It sleeps cool. Okay. Brooklyn Bedding uses cooling material like Glacio Tex covers, copper infused foams, and temperature regulated materials to help keep you comfortable through the freaking night. Let me just say this, okay? It feels like a real mattress, not some random thing that showed up in a box and you just hope it works, okay? I have one. Trev has one. It's incredible. We're sleeping just awesome. So go to brooklynbedding.com and use our promo code SOCKS at checkout to get 30% off site wide during the back to school sale. That's brooklynbedding.com and promo code SOCKS. 30% off site wide, exclusive with our code, brooklynbedding.com, promo code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
It's not good. The earth, the world is headed down to a weird place. But I will say there is still wholesome activities. I just got back from a National History Museum with my family, with my niece and my two nephews. Just a fucking family affair. My mom, my sister, her husband, my brother, his girl. It was just this beautiful array of people. And dude, we're looking at turtles. We're playing in sand. It's just, we hula hooped. There's outside for some odd reason. There's some science thing about hula hooping, whatever. Fucking hula hooping, dude. When was the last time you hula hooped? You finish hula hooping, you're like, man, life ain't that bad. All you gotta do is hula hoop. You're stressed away. Dude, I was hula hooping. Do you remember how to hula hoop?
Kinda. I mean, I was never really good at it, but that's a shocker to nobody. But I feel like I could get like five or six spins in.
Yeah. Yeah,
the crazy ones were the people that were like swinging around their feet and like 1 foot up, and they're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how you know you got a thaw daughter. If you just give her a hula hoop and she's good immediately, you're like, oh God!
Marry, fuck, kill. jump rope, hula hoop, and then the thing that you wrapped around your ankles, and I think it's called the skip it.
Skip it was my shit.
Those are awesome.
I'm gonna fuck a skip it. I'm gonna marry a jump rope because I feel like that's the old sturdy one. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna kill a hula hoop because I don't trust a hula hoop. You can't trust a hula hoop, dude. It just wraps around your wife and it goes, huh?
No, that's what, no. I like that one. I like that one. I'm killing skip it, fucking hula hoop, marrying jump rope.
Yeah, you gotta marry jump rope. Jump rope was invented 30,000 years ago, and it just. Dude, the first person to take some fucking bamboo and be like, let's jump it. Oh my God.
Bamboo.
Or whatever. A fucking stick or a tree, some shit. I don't even know. But yeah, dude, it was just a wholesome day, dude. Just like, you forget about all this other shit when you're with family. All this other fucking post this and do that and whatever. And I still posted some stuff. It's all good. But like, you forget that life isn't about stand-up posting clips. And then you're in this like family ecosystem. You're just making spaghetti with everybody, just cracking jokes. You're playing spades till 1 a.m. I'm missing life.
Correct.
I'm missing life. I'm doing shows in Atlantic City.
All
which
this
are gonna
just
be fun.
So you can
Thank
Tom
you so Segura
yourself. Sorry. Love you, Tom.
No. No, Tom's great. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, that's happening.
Of course, dude. I was playing fetch with my cat last night for 30 minutes.
Yes.
It's the most joy I've had in my life.
Yes, dude. Thank you.
Of like,
it's nice.
Not the most joy I've had in my life, but it's like, that was better than any IG reel scroll, you know? Throwing
of
a
course,
hair tie,
dude.
Watching him catch it in the air. I'm like, this guy's an athlete.
Dude, Greta fucks with hair ties, bro. She plays with a hair tie for like 45 minutes by herself. She'll put her paw in the hair tie and just yank it with her fucking face. Like for minutes. She fucking loves it, dude.
They gotta hang. Have they met Pluto and Gigi? No, right?
No, they still have never met. Dude, I came across an old photo of you and Pluto in your...
You
in
jerked
your
off to
valley
that
valley place. I did. I was gonna get to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
It's just, dude, it's a really cute photo. I'll send it to you. It's like it's just you and Plute, but Plute's like super young, dude. It's in your old place.
Yeah.
It's in your like the
place. Is it me on the laptop?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I know exactly what photo you're talking about. I love that photo.
Yeah,
tiny.
Dude, it's a great photo of you.
Tiny
Pluto looks cute,
bro. I wish fucking Pluto had like Munchausen syndrome. I'm like, stop growing, bro. Like,
well, stop feeding the fat cat, dude.
I want to like, you know, you can Botox to free. I want to Botox my cat as a kitten and be like, stop growing.
Of course,
every time I like leave and come back, he looks the exact same, but like this much older. Like I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah. Well, stop leaving so long.
Valid. Listen, motherfucker, I've seen your tour days. Gigi doesn't even know where dad is.
She has no idea, dude. She has no idea where dad is, dude. The sad thing is that when I get back and she like says what's up to me all like aggressively, and then like it lasts like 14 seconds and she goes back to her life. I'm like, nah, dude. I've been going for 2 weeks. Suck my face more.
15,000 tickets sold. Hug me.
Yeah. Tug me. Tongue me right now. But dude, you know there's medicine to give to a dog to it's not, well, I guess technically it's slow. Like, whatever. Effectively, it is live longer. But the dog, I don't know about
Johnson,
cats, but
your dog?
100% do. But I know the dogs have to be like a certain weight, and Gigi's not that fat. But there's part of me that's like, let me just get this dog fat so she can take the fucking the medicine. But it's supposed to like, I don't know how effective it is, but it's still in trials, but it's legit.
Are you hopping on this peptide train?
Dude, I keep hearing about this peptide train, and
I don't even know what it is. Someone,
me neither, dude.
You were talking about like the fucking TV show. Like, have you seen peptides yet?
Yeah, you're like, on season three.
Hold up.
What? I'm putting out a clip where a security guard. I might have even said this before. I'm sorry if I did.
Oh yeah,
but
you did.
He's super hot. He said he put peptides in his face, and like I'm just like, dude, I'm down to try everything, but I just need a little bit more research. But dude, peptides, I'm in. They sound like they work. The word peptide sounds like it works, but I don't know. I don't know anything about it. And they all have different types of peptides. Like, hey, you want to try the R2D2? I guess.
Dude, you know they have one that you can put in your skin and you like tan without the sun?
What's even happening, bro?
But here's my thought with you. You're flirting the line of being too gorgeous for stand-up. So you peptide it up anymore, and all of a sudden people are going to be like, yo, man, get this handsome Squidward ass man out of here.
Yeah, so you're saying I need to get
you're
uglier.
Like the hottest you can, you're like, you're up there. You're like the hottest you can be and still be hilarious. If you get any hotter, people are going to be like, you know what? Like,
fuck
I like
this guy.
You know, right? Like heaven for, people yeah. don't know when you're on stage, ripping jokes, ripping into the crowd. This motherfucker got a six pack. If I was in the crowd and a dude with a six pack was tearing me down, I'd be like, yeah, buddy,
yep.
My life's in shambles. You have six packs. Keep going, dude. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
Well, dude, that's why I wear baggy shirts. When I first started stand-up, I would wear like really tight shirts. And I'm like, I'm bombing. Why? Well, one, I suck. But two, it's just like, yeah. Ain't nobody want to fucking, unless you're super muscly, like there's a couple of comics that are like really like jacked. And it's sort of like part of their like thing they do on stage, which I think is very funny. But yeah.
What
man,
is that?
In shape. What do you mean?
I'm just saying like, if I'm scrolling reels and I see a buff comedian, immediately I'm like, man, shut your bitch ass up. Even well, though he'd be my, like, but I'm like, dude, go do other, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's nothing funny about someone who's doing well. That's why if you go on stage and you're like, man, my butler, it's like, shut the fuck up, your butler. Dude, I just lost my kid to an alligator. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And that was the guy's name, Alligator.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to get any buffer. I'm like, I'm tapped out.
Tapped,
kidding.
Dude.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, do people outside of the U.S. know what peptides are? Or is America?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I saw this. I thought this was kind of interesting. I want to show this to you.
Give it to me.
So this is just kind of like some of the foods America has that I'm just like, would this blow a British person's brain? Would this send somebody in Spain to like just out of this planet? Like some of these are just kind of crazy. And I just thought this was an interesting thing to see because this is shit you see at the gas station and don't turn a blind eye to.
Yeah, I think that is, well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think can you go back to the first one, Jack? That's what I think is so funny about America. It's like, we do see this stuff and it doesn't move me at all. I'm like, cool, where's my sparkling water? I don't give a shit. It's like when you're in New York City and someone's acting crazy and they're like having sex with a pumpkin and you're like, cool, where's the six
in
train?
June?
I don't give a shit. In June, yeah, too hot to fuck a pumpkin.
Yeah,
but
I mean, honestly, like, I saw this and I think if I saw this in public, I'd probably take a photo and try to make something funny about it. But like, honestly, the reality is I would for sure take a bite about this. A bite about this? That's not.
I would take a bite of one of these. If you're listening, there's Mountain Dew donuts. So we're, yeah, on, let's,
I mean,
let's,
America
let's
loves
really.
We love our collabs. We'll say that. It'll be like, well, you know, the fucking Dr. Pepper Kia.
Honestly, I would do that. I would do that. Dude, this next one, what we need.
What?
Go ahead.
This one is a beer braised steak Pringle, which is so many layers.
I'm going to be honest. I don't understand what that even fucking means.
Goddamn.
This episode is brought to you by Ridge. You guys know Ridge, okay? They make wallets, power banks, luggage, and everyday gear that actually feels like it was designed by people who hate bulky, annoying stuff as much as we do. Dude, we travel so much and we love Ridge, dude. And the number one thing that we love that Ridge does is the Ridge wallet, dude. The whole point is it is slim, clean, and not one of those giant leather bricks to make you sit sideways like your spine owns somebody money, okay? It holds what you need, looks good, and it doesn't feel like you're carrying a freaking filing cabinet in your pocket. Ridge is one of those things where once you switch, you realize how annoying your old wallet was, dude. It's simple, it looks better, and it actually makes you feel like you have your life together for once, okay? They also make a ton of other premium everyday gear like power banks, luggage, and key cases, all with that same clean Ridge design. So whether you're upgrading your wallet or grabbing something else, it's built to last. Ready to upgrade your wallet and maybe your ride? For a limited time only, head to ridge.com and use our code stiffsocks at checkout for 10% off your order and a chance to win Ridge's biggest sweepstakes ever, okay? A Lamborghini Huracan, okay? A Hennessy Velociraptor and a Ford Bronco or $100,000 in cash. No purchase necessary to enter, but every dollar you spend gets you more entries. That's ridge.com and use Stiff Socks after you purchase. They will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Again, that is ridge.com and use our code Stiff Socks.
Goddamn.
Like a, so you, the,
now
you
they're
braise,
just taking like full dinners and full experiences. That's an experience right there. That's a meal you make and watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but it's like a collab in a collab plus a Pringle. Like it's like a turducken. Like what, there's so much shit happening.
Well, it's like they probably saw how successful, and this is big Pringle talk, and they saw how successful the pizza Pringle was, and they're like, well, pizza's a meal, like. What other meals are there? They've done chicken and waffle ones. They've done like I feel like, I don't know, man. It's just like,
but I'm saying there's too many levels. There's too many levels of this, right? The beer braised steak Pringle. There's like three layers. That if they did the pizza one, that would be like, oh, there's cheese in the crust, pizza flavored. Like, you're like, what? Right. There's too many. I can't figure this out. And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's America has lost the plot because we don't even know where we're going anymore.
They should just call this Pringle the divorced flavor.
100%.
And
I don't know how old my
kids are. Why are we putting beer on meat?
Pause, I think.
They're like, yeah, well, you ever had this beer can chicken? Motherfuckers never heard of lemon pepper? What is this? Cinnabon bacon jerky. This is, again, bro, to your point. Where are it? But you know what's crazy? They have the audacity in the bottom left to be like, gluten-free. The fuck?
I think this is the craziest thing I have ever seen. And I've seen the JFK assassination. This is crazy. Like, guys, Cinnabon. I'm going to say this again. Who can't see? Whose audio? You guys know what the fuck I'm saying. Who's listening? Cinnabon has bacon jerky. Do you understand what that means? There's bacon, and then you make it jerky, and then you put Cinnabon flavored in that. Guys, the fact that Russia doesn't just take over America is crazy. This is what we're doing. This is a good idea.
Fuck, we lost you.
Hello.
Taking buzzwords. Like they put a Cinnabon on there so our big back American ass can be like, I like Cinnabon. All it is just bacon jerky, but they see the Cinnabon, it's labels. We love our collabs. That's it. I mean, dude, there's going to be Baskin Robbins collabing with Geek Bar soon enough. And what is this? Coors Light beer, cheese it?
guys, relax, bro.
I love how it says limited time only. It's like, are they talking about the flavor or the fact of how much longer you have to live? That. Does not contain alcohol.
Sorry, back in. My dog was being crazy. I just put her down. I'm joking. what am I saying? Oh, dude, like this is another beer thing. This is another a beer cheese. Are we in Wisconsin? What's happening? Everyone relax. What is this going to be? The next one's going to be a Miller Lite gun? What's happening? I don't like
it. They
can't
make alcohol edible, but they can make weed edible.
Yo, good point. Because every time they go to alcohol, it burns off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how can, well, I guess it's a different molecule or whatever, so they can't burn off the THC, but they can burn off the alcohol. I don't know, man. But like, can you imagine being in a Walmart looking down at a kid in a fucking stroller with a cocoa melon on an iPad smashed to their face while eating Cheez-Its, beer cheese, Coors Light? This is what America is. And we go, oh, why do we have school shootings? Look at this. You're feeding your kids Coors Light, beer cheese. He's 3 years old.
Isn't that crazy that you can eat this at school? Well, what's crazy is a kid's going to eat this at school, and the teacher's going to be like, why does Jebediah reek of Coors Light? And then the kid is going to look at the teacher and be like, you too, bitch.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. You too, bitch. Let me see your water bottle. It's rum and coke.
I know.
Every teacher was hammered. If you're a teacher and you're teaching under seventh grade and under, you're hammered or on Oxycontin. No one's like, oh, I love teaching four-year-olds. No, you don't. Either check your hard drive or you're hammered. Two options. No one's like, oh, I'm helping the youth. And is this statement I just said wrong? Of course. Of course some people like helping the youth.
Yeah, anyways. Once your brain starts clocking reality, it's quite sad out there. When you're in seventh grade, you're like, wow, my teacher's in a great mood today. She's hammered. Yeah. She's hammered or got crack last night or both. Hammered and cracked.
Right. Dude, so, hammered and cracked. That's a teacher. That's a teacher I want. Relaxed.
So I'm looking relaxed. At the website to try to get these, and you still have to be 21 and over to purchase them.
No. What the fuck? That's stupid.
You know what's... You know what would be hilarious? If you were driving, got pulled over while eating these. You're like, what, bitch? And you just start fucking chugging them.
But that's my thought even with like peanut butter whiskey. They're like, well, like, what are we doing?
We're out of ideas. We're out of ideas. The world is going to be over in 11 years and people are freaking out and no one's thinking about what we can do to better our lives. We're actually thinking the opposite, to escape life, and you're going to pick your eyes up and there's going to be a mushroom cloud because fucking Nova Scotia is gone.
I hope not. I'll be there August
8th. I will next? Also say that Coors Light and Cheez-It is the perfect combo as two brands.
They're good. They're good separate. Or like eating them together and chasing it down the Coors Light. But why are you...
What two brands did you put together?
What two brands did I put together?
Nerds Rope and Lube.
Tying it under your neck?
No, I mean like flavoring. I mean... Like the lube is flavored with Nerds.
Okay. Yeah. But I think I think that, I mean, we love our collabs. I just think it would be like, what is this? Dirty soda.
Are you kidding me? That's what I used to call my girlfriend in seventh grade. Dirty soda, bitch.
Dirty soda flavored coffee creamer? Like, what is even.
I mean, at this point, you're not drinking coffee. You're just drinking diabetes. Well, so I'm sick of this.
This is like the Mormon community makes dirty soda. Soda's Future, different kind of soda. But this is coconut lime creamer that you're supposed to mix with Dr. Pepper to make dirty soda. But again, it's like they slap the Dr. Pepper logo on there. They slap the Coffee Mate logo. It's like every product is slowly just looking like a NASCAR car. And the word NASCAR has the word car in it, and nobody's fucking talking about that. NASCAR car.
It should be just called NASCAR squared.
Oh, piss me off.
Are we cooking right now?
It might be. This is what and people say ATM like machine, but the M in machine is M. You don't need to say ATM machine.
You go, and ATM's ass to mouth. It's like, which one are we talking about? Are we getting money or are we getting diseases?
Well, you're either spending money or getting money if you're doing that last part.
Facts. Also, what's next? I'd like to say this. Dirty soda, real quick though. Dirty soda, does this go in your coffee or no?
No, coffee.
So then why? Oh, it does go on your coffee.
Yeah, you mix it. So the thing that Mormons do, soak. The second thing Mormons do is they get Dr. Pepper as their coffee, right? And or their caffeine. I don't know if it has caffeine, but they mix creamer in it. When I was in Salt Lake doing shows, I wanted to try this place, Swig, Swag, whatever the fuck. And all they're doing is putting soda and then a creamer in it with lime. And I expected to have my cock blown off. I expected this to be one of the best flavors I've ever tasted in my life. Shit was mid as fuck. This is why people outside, this is why people in Utah start picking up drugs, because they're like, how many times can you pour a coffee, mate, in a Mr. Pibb without going, I need to feel something.
I know. Then you take a bite of a Mountain Dew, a fucking donut.
Goddamn. Goddamn. Everything I was tasting in Utah, I was like, oh, this would be good if there was alcohol in it. This would be good if this got me drunk. But like a dirty soda, you're like, okay, this tastes like a chaser for a chaser. I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking.
No, I understand.
They're just making mocktails and a mockery of this country.
So you guys got me thinking about other redundancies. Yeah, another redundancy is PIN number.
What is PIN? Is the PIN acronym N for number?
Yeah, PIN is an acronym.
For what? Password identification number?
Yeah, I think it's
possible. So password identification number?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Password identification number.
Yeah. So let me get your password identification number.
Yeah, another one that people are mad about is hamburger meat. Because hamburger is the actual sandwich. It's ground beef.
Oh, because hamburger meat's not even a real thing. It's ground beef.
Oh yeah. But that's marketing. Because you're like, I want to make hamburgers. And then you're like, hamburger meat.
I'm just saying real quick. Sorry. I think that should be the next collab. I think you should combine something in ground beef. Like, dude, if you have like a Coca-Cola ground beef, I think that would go crazy. It's actually a good idea. We need to pitch that.
Bro, you know, it's one thing I had recently that was actually phenomenal. It was like these frozen cherries that were rolled in like Olipop mixed with like nerds on it or some shit. Like, what was it called? Fruit Ride or some shit. This shit was actually delicious. Actually really good. It sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome.
Frozen grapes rolled in like sour, like frozen. Oh, so good. When it works, it works. But next one.
And one more is Rio Grande River, because Rio means river.
Wow.
Nobody knows that.
I saw something about chai means tea. So when people say chai tea, it's TT.
Yes.
TT.
Oh.
Do you love
me?
Yeah, go to the next one.
I like that.
Yep, here we go. Gummy worm whipped cream.
What?
See, this is great if you're doing whippets, because now you get a little bit of flavor on the whippet, you know? But I mean, this is, again, we're just like, where are we even going with this? You know what it is? Everyone's just looking for the next hit, because when you take such a wild swing like this, if this does hit, numbers.
Dude, what if they're doing this so it goes viral, so their brand gets out there more? Because they know people are going to take pictures of this insane shit, and like Exxon's going to be selling, you know, gummy worms and gas, and it's going to be like gummy worm flavored gas or whatever. And it's not going to work in the car, but people are going to take pictures of it, and it's going to go super viral. What if people are thinking that strategically?
You know what? This might be a... I think they put their regular whipped cream next to it, but when you're shopping, you go like, what the fuck, gummy worm? And then you see the regular one next to it. So this catches your eye, and then this makes you buy the other shit.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Level on a level. I like that. I like
putting
that.
Gummy worms in your ice cream is disgusting and should not be allowed.
Yeah.
The most I'll do was making dirt as a child. I don't know if there was better moments in life than getting a pudding cup with crushed Oreos and then worms in it. I don't even know if it was good, but it was incredible.
No, it was
good.
The
gummy worm texture was awful.
But it was good, though.
Fucking cup of dirt, 2:30 p.m., cold pudding. I'm going to make some of that today.
I'm going to make some right now, honestly. What is this one? Cup of Noodles Texas Barbecue. Can I say this is the first one I'm in? This is the first one I'm in on this.
This is insane. Really?
I'm in. I'm in.
It's the same thing where they're just making cup of noodles. Boys,
sign me up.
I don't know, man.
I'm in.
But all they're doing is taking barbecue seasoning and then adding like the sellable angle on it is Texas. So they're like, but Texas barbecue. Because it sounds more authentic. It's probably phenomenal, to be honest.
Yeah, this is the only one that actually sounds incredible. But to your point, it's like, what is actually Texas barbecue? Like what denotes Texas barbecue? Just barbecue in Texas? Is that the only thing?
But that's what it's all just like how you present it. Because if you're like barbecue cup of noodles, you're like, hell no. And then you're like Texas barbecue and you've never had Texas barbecue, or you have had Texas barbecue, you're like, dude, they got fucking Texas barbecue. Like it jots a feeling in your body.
Yeah, dude, that's a good point. You're right. If it was cup of noodles barbecue, that'd be gross. But something you add Texas to it and you're like, dude, I'm back in. And it is funny to your earlier point, Trev, it's limited edition. All this shit is limited edition. Yeah, no shit. You can't make this a staple. You want a chicken flavor or do you want Texas barbecue flavored? No, I like afterbirth flavored. What's happening?
But I will say, like, think about the buffalo wing. Wing itself, whatever. Buffalo, all right. I'm not cooking.
Did buffalo come first or did buffalo wing come first? Do we know?
America did. I don't know. I fucking love chicken wings, though. God damn it.
God, me too.
Fuck.
Oh, an earlier point that you said that I wanted to bring up. You said lemon pepper. You said lemon pepper in a relation to something else. Why don't they have lemon pepper Pringles?
I think might.
Bro. It's incredible.
That'd be good.
They should have that. They should also have a dessert.
Lemon Pringle. Pepper Doritos.
Oh! Frick. Frick, frick, frick. That's so good.
There's like a trillion Pringle flavors, but go to the next one on here.
So, Michael, there is lemon pepper Pringles sold in Brazil.
All right, I'm out.
Harry Potter cauldron cake. Yeah, see, but what this is just more so eye-catching with the logos. Because if you look at the first word you see, toffee, that's really all this whole thing is. Then you slap Harry Potter on it. Then you say cauldron cake. It's like they sell butter beer by the fucking gallon. They move numbers of butter beer universal. And all it is like cream soda, I think. It's just labeling. Me personally, even if I was at a grocery store and I saw this, I'd be like, oh, I'm fucking Harry Potter.
Well, dude, they know psychology. That's why they know how to sell shit to us. They know how to build labels in a specific way so our eyes catch it. They know where to put
it. In my head, I just want to know, like, is the toffee and the other toffee flavor they've had before the exact same? Because that's all they're doing. They're labeling shit that's selling fine and being like, how can we make this sell better? It's like, I don't know. You just slap, if lemon's not selling well, then you go like lemoncello flavor. It's like, ooh, fancy. Like,
right.
That's all this shit is. They just re-slap a logo on it. When did they do that before? I feel like I've seen this a bunch.
The thing that upsets me is like I feel like they only use a few movies to sell certain things. It's like, why don't they use other movies? Do you know? They could do like Schindler's List something. That's a joke. But like what? But they never do like Lord of the Rings something. Like they never do like, you know,
Bugs
what I mean?
Life, it's always Onion
like,
Rings.
Yo, they should. You know what they should do, dude? They should make Bugs Life. What's that thing? Ants on a Log. They should make Bugs Life Ants on a Log. Bro. Someone call me. That's a fucking phenomenal idea. You said, okay, it's just gonna come.
This one is pretty. This one is like, you realize that the food industry is no different than like an H&M or a Zara just latching onto whatever the trend is. This is Dubai chocolate Java monster. That sentence alone feels like it was AI generated. That sentence alone feels like, hello. That sentence alone feels like you put it in like a rap name generator, like Dubai chocolate Java monster. And they're just chasing trends, and which I get makes sense. Like once flavors and tastes and viral things get to this level, the monster level, it's done.
Yeah. Oh, it's over. It's over. And I just like, this makes me so mad. I think this is the first one that actually makes me sad for society. It's like you take a viral trend and you make it a drink. Like, buddy, it makes me so mad. It makes me so... First of all, is this good? Do we think this is good?
Fuck no.
No, right? There's no way.
Dude, well, like, it might be good, but do that... That crash after. I've never been a fan of the Java Monsters, but the OG Monster, I mean, obviously it's hilarious coming for me. It fucking rips.
Rips. I love it.
OG Monster, so good. OG, dude even Rockstar, fucking the OG.
Dude, the OG Monster, the first one, just reminds me of barking in New York. Like my first couple years, I would slam one down and bark. Yeah, selling tickets, sorry. Like selling tickets in the street. Oh my God. I would be cooking. I would be so jacked. It would be like September, perfect weather. I'm wearing a t-shirt that's too tight. And I'm like, who wants to go to a thing? It was so fun. I can taste it in my brain, or my brain, in my mouth. That like metallic.
They're good.
They are good. What's this one?
So this is interesting. This is the top 100 trends in food right now.
Oh, interesting. I like this.
So
go to number...
Do you want to stop?
Oh, number one's at the bottom.
Number one, yeah. Yeah, so number one is gaming-themed chocolate partnerships.
Okay.
That makes sense because kids want candy, so they just put another kid thing on the candy. It's like double whammy. It's like, I like chocolate and I like Super Mario Brothers. Mom... And they go, no, Charlie, you can't have it. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. All right, Charlie, you can have it.
I mean, that's literally, if something's not selling, like, why the fuck aren't they making like Fortnite broccoli? Like, that's how you get the kids.
Yo.
Roblox, sweet potatoes.
This is a phenomenal idea, dude. If they do, like, but they should do that with vitamins. Fuck a Flintstone. Ain't nobody watching Flintstone anymore. But if they do Super Mario Brothers, like vitamins.
Fortnite vitamins. Yes. They gotta have that. The Flintstone vitamin is a...
Cocoa melon.
Kids are popping Flintstone vitamins to these days that don't even know it's a show. The Flintstone vitamins have made that franchise billions of dollars.
Dude.
And all they're doing is packaging it to different shapes. I mean, think about macaroni and cheese. The SpongeBob macaroni and cheese was so much better than regular mac and cheese.
It was.
And all they did was shake that bitch. Oh my God. Bro, I'm fucking sick of it. I'm releasing crowd work shaped Skittles. Like, goddamn. Bro, it's like, are we that dumb that we're like, yeah, mac and cheese, yes. Like, but the SpongeBob, and they're fucking good. The Fairly Odd Parents ones, holy shit.
They are good.
Fried chicken jelly beans? God damn.
Dude, it sounds disgusting. What's this one? What's one that's crazy? What is this,
pocket
dude?
Size
what
is this? Protein shots. I don't mind that.
Me neither. I kind of like that. Hold on. Stop real quick. This peanut butter and Jay Reese's. I am in, bro. That looks fucking phenomenal. Am I crazy?
You know, you got to respect Reese's. They took chocolate and peanut butter and maybe like did the most you could do with two ingredients.
You're right, dude. I mean, they did everything.
The jelly in it, but they have every sort of possible way you could make a chocolate and peanut butter.
They take some sneaky misses.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, lemon butter Reese's. Hey, buddy, let's go to the basics. Get your Vision Pro ass version of this shit out of here.
This does look
good. Have you guys tried the Reese's peanut butter, like an actual like peanut butter and jelly?
No, you can do
guys,
that.
It is crazy. Yeah, it's right there. Look at the thing. You see the peanut butter?
Shit.
It's crazy, bro.
You know what's so funny? My mouth just salivated and I didn't even try.
Me
it.
Too.
Like, it just did it. Is that, bro, when your mouth salivates, it's like, can we fucking not?
Yeah. Also, like nothing I makes didn't you ask feel to worse get by wet.
Correct. It's like in a mouth erection. It's just so funny when your mouth gets wet. Like, you will never feel like more of a big bag in your entire life when your mouth starts salivating over a digital thing that I'm looking at a podcast. God, it's honestly pathetic being a human sometimes.
It is. It's really easy to latch
onto our
brains.
Dubai chocolate. Send in the asteroids. Bro, Starbucks. I don't know if you've been to a Starbucks recently and just looked at the menu. They're getting fucking wackadoo with it. They're getting like a little like, all right, are they schizophrenic in the test kitchen? Like, they're doing some crazy shit.
What are they doing?
It's like Dubai chocolate, boba, Earl Grey tea, ube. And you're like, all of these could be separate. And I think a lot of them are normal, but like going to a Starbucks and just getting an iced coffee, I feel like they look at me and they're like, thank God. Thank you for not getting the Cheesecake Factory drink.
Yeah, it is like a meal level of ingredients, dude. And you know what my favorite thing is when I'm getting a coffee at 8 a.m. and someone goes, yo, let me get a Frappuccino. And you're like, this is how you're starting your day with diabetes in a cup. You're going to go to work like that?
Well, to the thing I was saying earlier about Salt Lake City, like a lot of people do start their day like that. They get like a large dirty soda and it's like a large Dr. Pepper with like pumps of sweetener and then creamer on top. And they're like, time to take over the day. Not for long. You know, this is where we went wrong as an American is we got rid of the Panera double, triple charge lemonade. Bring that motherfucker back. Although it had a lot of calories, that was firing people up.
Yeah, but I think they were firing people up in the wrong way. I think like prison time went up like globally. Can you go down?
Bad,
I saw some. It's not like you put everyone behind bars. I don't allergy relief beverages. Stop it. This is where I know that we are off the Richter scale, dude. If we have World War III, we are losing so quick. Motherfuckers are going to get shot over. I have a peanut allergy. Let me drink a drink. What's even happening, dude?
Well, you know what's interesting? I saw a brand, maybe it was this brand or a brand like this. It was like melatonin in a drink. And I'm like, but why would you want to drink like 8 ounces before you go to bed? Like, if anything, they should be like, it's the like half the size of a 5-hour energy. Because the thought of drinking all that and then trying to pass out, you're like, cool, so I'm in the deepest sleep of my life, and then I just piss my bed at 4:18 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Or you get up and you go, I peed in the fucking ficus because I didn't even know I was in a room, which my buddies have done before. Also, have you tried the Dream Water thing? It looks like a 5-hour energy, and all the Hudson News have them.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I've had the weirdest dreams on those things.
Speaking of America going down the drain, Powerball will now be open to UK, the UK citizens.
That affects me in no way, but I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Me too. No, I am too. What are they going to get? A vote in our election all of a sudden?
That means it's going to go up, right? Like the probability is now harder, but that means the price is going to go up.
Yeah.
Does it
convert? I don't like it. Why are they getting it? Why don't they have their own shit?
I have no idea.
I don't like this, dude. And how are we going to receive the money and their fucking money? Ain't nobody want the queen on my shit after I won the Powerball.
Got to get quids, bruv.
God damn.
Where we get mad is when somebody in the UK wins. If the pot keeps growing and it's like an insane number and somebody wins in the US, we're like, fuck, in America. What a dumb thing we do. Hey, here's a shot at billions of dollars. What the fuck?
It's just another way to collect taxes, though. It's just that's all it is. They're like, hey, do you want to blah, blah, blah? Like, cool. All right. Well, you're all going to pull your money in. We're going to take 50% of it.
I have the dumbest question in the world. Dumb question. Wait. Does the United States have
account?
Honestly,
does
the United States have a bank account? Just
we do, but it's negative trillions of dollars. I don't think like, they have a Wells Fargo account.
If we're never going to get out of the deficit, then why the fuck are we paying their taxes?
But
I get it.
I don't understand most of this stuff. It's like we owe China all this money, and then China hits us every month and goes, yo, you're going to pay? And we go, shut the fuck up. And then we keep moving on. And then 6 months later, we ask China for more money. And China goes, hell yeah, here's more money. I don't get anything. I don't understand. I don't get it. But it would be funny if America just had like a Bank of America account. Yo, is that the American account? The Bank of America?
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Taco Bell is now releasing a $1 lettuce-free enchilada and nacho fries to rebuild customer trust.
That is actually so funny and so genius. Yeah. Can I see what that looks like? Wait, it's fries? Why? When was there lettuce on fries in the fucking first place?
Good call, dude.
They're like, oh, good that's call. Like, hey, we're giving you dairy-free water from now on. Yeah, that's how the fuck it's always been. I mean, I do like Taco Bell leaning in on it. That's hilarious. They got to love when these parasites pop up because then everyone's just talking about Taco Bell. And if for a sample size, if 10 people are talking about Taco Bell, 8 of them are like, what the fuck? But 2 people who weren't going to have Taco Bell a day are like, fuck it, I should go to Taco Bell right now.
I do hear that point, but the counterpoint is like they're talking about it in a very negative way. So then everyone's like, oh, I've never had Taco Bell. Now I'm never going to have Taco Bell because there's fucking right, bugs like, in it or whatever.
But that's like how musical artists get so big. It's like 10 people are bashing this musical artist, and then 2 of those 10 are like, honestly, this is kind of good. But that's 10 people in whole who aren't talking about the person at all that day.
Right. And maybe they never would have checked the artist out.
Correct.
Right. Well, that's why it helps a lot too when people are bashing TV shows, because like, all right, let me check out how bad this is. They watch and they go, "This is not that." I actually kind of like it.
Yeah. Right, what is an enchilada?
I have no idea. I thought it was an entry level chorizo. All right, guys.
I mean,
so this is what Taco Bell actually posted today. Well, it's not that good of a...
Yeah, lettuce on that would have been ass as fuck anyways. It's hot food.
I also want to say this.
Oh my God.
Dude, you know how like food always looks so good on commercials? That looked awful. Like, make it look better. That looked like shit. It looked like what I would make if I had just cheese and in a right. went to Trader Joe's and try to make that. It looked like shit.
That's why they spend like $75,000 on food commercials to hide that shit.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Why is that allowed also? Don't you think that's like a breach of advertisement to make a fake food for a commercial?
But that's of course. Yeah, I mean, but then you get down the whole rabbit hole. Then it's like, oh, is Facetune illegal on dating apps? Oh, wow.
It should be. I mean, guys, we live in a fake government. So who gives a shit? Everything's fake.
But yeah, it is. It is funny that you can drive up to a McDonald's, see a photo of what you're about to get on the window, and then you hold yours up next to it. It's like, that should be illegal. That should be like, you're not getting what you pay for, but they have like a little, isn't that funny? A small little asterisk in the corner is like,
yep. Yeah.
You know, looks may vary.
And then you're fine.
We deserve everything that's ever happened to us as
100%. Dude, we're having Cinnabon bacon jerky. Drop the bombs.
You know what's funny is like when KFC released the chicken sandwich with chicken as the buns, I thought that was as crazy awesome. As the world was going to get. And now we got Mountain Dew donuts. And the guy who made the chicken sandwich was like, see, I'm not crazy.
Okay, this is a sock talk from Isaiah. He says, I saw Trevor in 2023 in Phoenix for my first comedy show. The same weekend, I hooked up with a girl on a hammock and nutted on the dock. And the next morning, you could still see the stain on the dock. Still there to this day.
Come see me live. That's awesome. I love that story. Michael, you ever get some weird like DMs after a show? Like, you usually check your DMs like the next morning after a show, and some guy's like, went on a first date to your show last night, made love all night. Thanks. You're like, cool. Good for me. Lost my virginity after your show. And I'm like, hell yeah. I don't know what I had to do with that.
Mazel
sure.
tov, dude. Well, dude, I mean you put people in good moods. They feel good.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing to say to a crowd if they're being a really bad crowd. Guys, if you guys were a better crowd, a lot of you guys would make love tonight instead of a lot of you guys going home being like, what the fuck is wrong with our city? If you guys are a better crowd, you'll make more love.
I think we should start. I think I'm going to add that in the pre-show announcements. Put your phone on vibrate, no videos. Also, if you laugh, you're going to get more vagina. Next coming to the stage, Michael Blaustein.
That's actually a good fact in the zoo. Like, zoos don't have sex as much because they're depressed. So they,
how
the more happy you are, the better you have sex. The more sex you
100%. Have. 100%. Dude, when I'm
happier, you'll have more sex.
Yes. But you know what's crazy? City, your brotherly love. No one's getting it. So I'm so confused.
Just crackheads. All right. And this hypothetical question is a secret sock. Would you rather only come in the sink, or every time you come, you sink in the cum?
Buddy, ooh, you guys know my stance on this. I don't even have to breathe.
Well, it's got to be sink. It's got to be sink. I mean, dude, sinking into, that would be awful. It's like quicksand?
No. I think it's a 99.999993% chance everybody's siding with me on that.
Everyone's siding with you. It's got to be in the sink. Sinking into, where do you even go? The upside
the
down?
Abyss.
What are you sinking? The Abyss sounds great. The Abyss doesn't have Mountain Dew donuts. Let's go to the Abyss. Did we do it?
We did it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We have done it.
Guys, that is a podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We love you. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on a tour. I think Trev just dropped some new dates, so go get those. And yeah, that is it. So we love you guys so much. Till the next episode, big old penis. Bye.